How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, hoodie girl, dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie? It's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right. Anyway. So tonight's Mount Rushmore. We're going to do a Mount Rushmore of like our four favorite items of like what we're kind of known for. So mine's going to be hoodies. Vish is going to do hats. And then Matt was going to do shorts, but he's doing shoes instead.
I've already shown like all my shorts because Melissa.
I've shown a few hoodies. I should have done hoodies that I have yet to show on a pod, but oh well, that's not happening now.
But I'm kind of known for shoes too because I have shoes behind me right now. So
who wants to
start?
Should we do this go around one at a time?
Yeah.
Yeah, but who starts it?
I'll start. I don't care.
Okay, go ahead. Then Vish.
Also, I'm not picking all four of the hoodies that I made.
I mean, you're wearing one of them.
Because that would be obvious. So besides that.
That was the workaround. She's wearing one of them.
My first favorite hoodie is my beach hoodie.
Yeah,
wow, you went off brand.
Go beach.
Go beach.
That's a very comfortable hoodie, I will say.
It is an awesome,
nice hoodie.
It is a net. You're welcome, guys.
So I assumed you would start with the honorable mention because that's what I was going to do.
Oh no, honorable mentions are at the end.
No, those are at the end. We always do them at the end.
Honorable mentions at the end.
Let me drop that one out.
Beach hoodie. The best accidental buy ever. I almost committed fraud, according to the beach bookstore.
Oh, they locked my credit card up.
Yeah.
I had to call multiple
Doom
times.
Doom says the best hoodie is the hoodie he has, and it's one of my hoodies. He's got the zip-up hurricane.
He's got the zip-up?
Yeah. So, all right, that was numero uno. Who's next?
All right. I got my first hat, which I guess since it's not the honorable mention.
Yes!
This one.
I told Vish to buy that one.
I like it. I like it. I like when they kind of bring in the academics a little bit. Got the year the school started.
Oh, I bought a hat last week. I should have gotten that to show.
Wow, you're doing hoodies.
I know, but I could have just been like, "Oh, look," in solidarity with your hat. Yes, that is a nice hat.
Yeah, I like this hat. This is a nice hat. I don't think it's gonna last very well because it's already like wrinkling up on the patch. But I'll just buy another one anyway.
So
thank you, Doom.
My first shoe I have is the Paul George one. It's called the Flip the Switch. The reason why I like this one so much is because it reminds me of the Vice colorway.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really wear it a ton because it kind of fits a little off. It's a tiny bit too small, but I just love cosmetically, like the colorway and stuff. It looks sick. But yeah, that's my number one.
My next one is actually a hoodie that I just got. Super exciting. And it's my new Stanley Cup Champions Panthers Conquered the hoodie. I just got this like last week, I think.
There you go.
Are you still a Hurricanes fan?
I'm saving my other two are Hurricanes hoodies. I tried not to go all Hurricanes because I'm like, I do have other hoodies that aren't Canes hoodies. But this is exciting. First Stanley Cup in the history of the franchise. And yeah. And I got a really cool hoodie. Shout out to the Panthers. Let's go.
I have two honorable mentions, but one's more like to be funny. You'll get it when I show it. It's more of a trivia thing. I don't know.
So my second one, I guess this is a baseball hat, but I really like this hat.
Ooh, I like that one.
Cool. That's a good hat.
It's got the baseball M on it. It's got the U. It says it's hard to tell, but it says Miami in the top corner. It's got a star where the city is. And on the back, it also has the one with the Hurricanes on it.
Nice.
All right.
So
I purposely, by the way, on my hats didn't – I have like a million hats that just have that. Basically all of our colors that have a U on them, but what I didn't pick any of those.
Vish has a ton of hats, and I know this one because every time we end up at a cane store, he buys a hat.
Well, because the person that's with me – oh, you got
tells, tells hat. You that you should buy a hat.
Should, as if I have a choice at that
point. Go ahead, Matt.
So this next shoe, I had probably my best men's league game in, but I just like the color of it, and it's a nice one, and you guys will like it because it's an Adidas shoe. It's a Dame 4. Has yes. the gum bottom. I love the look of it, though. The red is, like, super vibrant, nice. This is one of my favorites to wear, so Dame 4. Let's go.
All right, my next hoodie. This is probably like one of minus my hoodies that I made, my favorite hoodie, and it's been on the show quite a few times. My formal hoodie.
I like how you have names with your interview hoodie, your formal
the,
hoodie.
The formal hoodie. The formal hoodie. The orange and the green sleeve. Shout out to Adidas for making this in an extra small.
What's on the sleeve? There's an Adidas logo on one.
The Adidas logo on one, and then the only the best for the athletes nice. Logo. It's so comfy. It's climate-lite.
Is there stuff on the back?
No, just the orange hood.
Nah.
But then it's got the orange hood, the green drawstrings. This is my favorite hoodie. I just reorganized my closet, so they all have like hangers and stuff now.
All right, number three. This one's also a relatively new addition to my collection. So I've worn this on multiple shows. I don't know if I've worn it on this one, but I really like the look of this one.
I think I was with you when you bought that one also.
I've seen that one before.
No, because I've worn it either on the shows or I've worn this quite a few times. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of low-key. It's the only thing on the sides or in the back. It's got the Adidas logo. But
I like the three stripes on
good,
the front.
Good use of three stripes. Sometimes they force it in there. It looks like shit.
It looks really good. I love how the orange always pops on a black background.
Yeah,
this like the hat that I bought is a Miami Knights hat, but it's black and it has like the orange and green logo on it, and it always pops on black. All right, Matt, next pair of shoes.
So my next one, I had to include a pair of Kobe's in the top four. So these are the Kobe 11 Sunsets. Mm-hmm. I looked them up on StockX today, and the last one that sold in my size was for $900. Crazy.
Kobe's preserve in high those. Preserve those.
I have to wear them. They're already like so. I already started wearing them before. You know what I mean. So they're already like you can see on the bottom, beat up. So yeah. But yeah, that's my number two.
Those are my favorite of the four of your three so far. Those are pretty
okay.
Sick. My fourth one I'm wearing.
Oh, there we go.
The hoodie girl hoodie logo. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I would pick all four of mine if I could. It was a big debate between this one and my basketball one, the Larinaga Meyer one. But like, this just is like when as soon as AB sent me this design after we'd been talking about it for a bit, I was like, I love that. Vish even says it's the most comfortable of my four hoodies.
It definitely is that.
You can tell because I wear this one on the show. I actually have two of these. Because I bought one a size smaller also. But no, I literally like I wear this hoodie all the time around my apartment, and I probably wear it on the show more than like any other hoodie at this point. So yeah, this is definitely my favorite.
All right, so
I thought the fourth one was gonna be the one he's wearing.
No, it is this one, which will look familiar to Melissa.
I bought that for Christmas.
She bought this for my birthday. Again, it's actually super comfortable. And then I wear a ton of hats. Sometimes they make the inside band too thick, and it like compresses your head. This one's like the right thickness. And then, you know, again, got the school tie with the Coral Gables there. Also, shout out to one of Melissa's best friends, Evan. Needs an Alaska hoodie.
Evan, help me out with that.
Yeah, I feel like that's a mission for you.
Well, we went to Alaska in 2021, and all of my merch are shirts. And a pair of socks that his parents got me. I didn't think to buy a hoodie. I should have bought a hoodie. But Evan, you're going in December without me, so maybe you can buy one then for me. Rude.
There you go.
There it is.
They literally, I went out for lunch with him and his girlfriend, who's actually one of my good friends now too. And they like sat me down. They're like, we have something to tell you. We're going to Alaska without you. And I was very upset. Because I'm like, I'm the official like vacation third wheel of their relationship. And the fact that I'm not getting reinvited to Alaska, it hurt my soul a little bit.
Wow.
We're just going to leave that alone, Matt. You got another pair of shoes for us?
Hi,
yeah, Evan. last pair of shoes. These are my favorite ones to wear. They're the most comfortable. You guys will appreciate it. There's a South Florida tie. It's the Lee Ming Way of Wades. You can tell these are super beat up.
Let's go, D-Wade.
These are by far like the most comfortable shoes I have. I have them in white and black, so get a lot of use out of them. So I wear these ones usually to practice. Every single day. So yeah, those are my favorite to wear. I wish I had the black ones because they're like black and gold and they look really sick, but they're in my car.
So you owned that. I thought they sold out or something is where I thought that was. Nope.
Matt, did any of those shoes, did you have to take them out of your case? The cases back there, or
those you wear regularly? Yeah, like three or four of them I had to take out.
Okay. Oh, are we doing honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't include this one in the hoodies because it's not like, it's kind of like a t-shirt long sleeve hoodie. It's not like your typical like thicker hoodie, but I actually just bought this from the team store and I was super excited. One, shout out to Jeremy from the team store who DM'd me and was like, hey, we're doing a Kings Connection signing with the Hoops players. You should come by. And then he proceeds to DM me pictures of new stuff in extra small that they got in. So I actually got a new hoodie from there, but then I also got this long sleeve t-shirt, like Climalite shirt, but it has a hood on it. So it's a more of a lightweight thing and it fits perfectly. And when I tell you, I never can buy these because they are always humongous on me. So the fact that they had them in a women's extra small made me super happy. But there we go.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a Climalite t-shirt material, long sleeve with a hood. And it fits perfectly. I'm so excited. Like, thank you, Adidas, for releasing some stuff in like smaller people sizes. But it's got the new Adidas logo. And then it says Hurricanes. You know, good stuff. Oh, I should have brought that other hoodie out that I just got too. It's super nice, but it's in my closet. But yeah, I'm so excited for when we go to California. Because like in San Francisco, it's usually a little bit cooler. And this will be like perfect for walking around and chilling in San Francisco.
There you go. Yeah.
I texted in the Buckets group text and I'm like, oh my God, this fits perfectly. I'm in love. Oh, and happy birthday to Jeremy. It was his birthday the other day.
Yeah, when you were with him. And
I didn't know. They didn't post the team
sort of. No, they posted it. No, Harry posted it way later.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't know. I would have said happy birthday. But yeah, he sent me pictures of the extra smalls and I was like, put that aside for me. I'm going to come buy that.
They should just order one of everything and they know they'll get the sale done.
Well, no, what apparently what I think I said this already. Hi, Max, you missed a lot. Go back and watch.
You already missed all the shoes I showed, bro.
But from what I heard, what was happening is Adidas isn't going to do kid sizes anymore, and they're just going to start offering things from like 3XS and up, which would be amazing for me.
There you go.
Anyway, so my honorable mention hat, this one's also a pretty new one that I've got. So I like the writing on it. It's got the orange and the gray and the black, Adidas logo on the side, and you in the back. So it's kind of got everything.
Oh, a fitted look.
Yeah, no, this is
fun. Ooh.
My favorite one is still that first one with the 1925 on it that you have. I like that one. I saw that one in the store when we were there, and I'm like, Vish, you have to get this. It's such a sick
That's
hat.
The one that I got like on clearance, right? That was like
It was like the Memorial Day something clearance, and it was like $9.
Yeah, that was a steal.
Yeah. And then the hat that I bought him, there was only like three there that he didn't already have. So I was like, Vish, which one do you like the best? Because I was going to get him a baseball one. He's like, no, I have all of those. I'm like.
Well, no, they brought, shout out to all kids. They got some new baseball ones in. I bought one last time.
That's when I bought the,
They started carrying the
Mitchell
green
and Ness jacket and those shorts from Dick's.
So Matt, question for you. Is the sun coming in through your window and shining into your face? Or is that your natural lighting in there?
No, it's.
You see what I'm seeing? Did you see what I'm seeing here?
It's the sun.
No, it looks like the sun. No, it's not the sun. It's because it's still kind of light out, but the lights are flashing, so it just kind of looks weird.
Like it I have looks the light. Like the on sun it. Is on your face.
No, it's not.
Okay.
The light is directly on my face. Like
Melissa knows what I'm talking about. She said the same thing.
I thought it was the sun.
Anyway, all right. What are your honorable mentions? I think you said you had two.
This one, Monica just bought me, so I want to put it up there in the honorable mention. It's the Kobe 4 Protro Girl Dad. Kind of has like a suede look to it. They're sick. But, yeah. Vish looks like he wants to say something.
Yeah, what?
Those are nice. The suede
Thank
is
you.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a different look. And this is super random. I found this one when we were when I was looking for the other shoes. But this is a signature shoe made by a Chinese company, 361 Degrees. They make a lot of random signature shoes for NBA players that aren't really known as well or more role players. I want you guys to guess whose shoe this is. I'm going to show you guys the logo and the initials. I'll give you a clue. So it's a JF, right? If you could guess, oh my God, it really looks like the sun is just purely on my face right now.
It does. JF.
JF initials. He's more known as a college player. And he, oh, you guys won't even know this though, because I feel JF. Like you.
Wait, do the hint.
He's more known. He's more known as a college player, and Max is going to get this. And I don't want him to say it. Okay. He's going to be
just
on the
Olympic team. Then okay,
yeah, no, go
he's
ahead.
He's going to be on the Olympic team. I definitely don't know.
Well, no, not so. He's going to be on the Olympic team, but not the team you think. Yeah, Max already got it.
Jimmer Fredette.
I wanted him to not say anything, but
I don't know that I would ever have thought of him, honestly. Like, I know who
really?
He is, but I don't know that I would have come up with that.
I mean,
because he's not on the Olympic 3-on-3 team. At least I think he is. Again.
It depends. My head is odd-shaped, so sometimes the fitted just are very uncomfortable.
Evan is a hat guy.
Yeah, snapback. But actually, my head's pretty big, so sometimes the snapback, when you're on, like, the last button or the next to last one, it can be a little awkward, which is... Something that the right ride, so it depends. Yeah. Yeah, the snapbacks can be awkward when they're like not enough, when they're like kind of on the smaller side, because then I end up using like all of the holes.
There's only like one connected.
There are a couple of my hats where only one will connect. I basically just don't wear them anymore.
Should I go get the hat that I bought? Do you want to see the hat that I bought?
I mean, you're already getting up as you're asking the question, so yes, go. Yeah, the stretch bits seem to work pretty good for me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, no, my head's totally not round. I have 2 points back here. There's like a valley in the middle, so sometimes the bidage don't go on well. All right, let's see it.
It's the trucker Miami Knights.
Which they've allegedly discontinued.
Oh, see, so. There's the light that's directly going into my face right now. You see it?
Oh, now we can see the light. Hold on. When you move your head, we can actually see the ball.
Yeah.
Every time we go into All Canes, I tell Vish, I'm like, oh, I like this hat. I should get it. But I'm not really a hat person, so I never buy it. And then last time we were there, they were like, oh, that's discontinued. So what you see is all we have left. And I was like, it's time. Vish wanted to buy it for me. And I was like, no, there's no reason for you to buy me a hat.
So... actually, let's get Matt's opinion on this. So,
okay.
I'm obviously a hat guy. She never wears hats.
Or Vish, I'm getting more into hats. I've been wearing them.
That's big. That's big.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world. But anyway, so there's just the one hat she wants. She's basically never going to buy another hat. I'm there. Should I not buy her that? And she was driving me to the airport. She's giving me a ride. I felt like... it was appropriate for me to purchase the hat for, given it's a hat and she never wears hats.
For you to buy her that?
Yeah, I wouldn't need him.
Because you're the hat guy?
I'm the hat guy and she never buys hats. That's like a one-off hat buy.
I mean, Vish, you're...
Vish is just a very generous person.
Yeah, you're a very generous person. So, like,
Melissa backstage because I feel like she convinced you with her head nod to say something.
Vish almost disabled me again because I was trying to pay for something.
I had to make a deal with him when I went to DC that he was going to let me pay.
He wouldn't even let me.
And then he was so mad because the sandwich was like $35.
Look, see, Bill got it for free.
I've only bought Vish like one thing. I've bought him a Sprite at the Final Four game, and he would not let me buy him anything else. I don't think I because I didn't.
That's when they ran. That's when they ran out of water. Great.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, we don't have water. We have Sprite
in the first half of the FAU game or something. So I was like, this is way too early to be running out of water.
Wait, they ran out of bottled water?
Yeah.
This was during the first game, too.
I was too nervous to eat or drink anything, so I didn't even realize.
I mean, I'm sure they had somewhere in that massive stadium, but not in our section.
Max also always wears a hat.
I'm assuming he means Vish, and you call me
Yeah,
Vish.
It auto... Someone on the 16 Canes comment section on Monday night, it auto-corrected to Fish. But look, I can wear it backwards because it has a U right there. Breaking news, Vish has a... Vish, how do you afford your hat budget?
Yeah, Vish, what the hell?
If we all blocked Marla, could she still see this?
She blocked us. I never blocked her. She blocked
me. She had
blocked my main account, and I don't even know why. And so I had to respond to her from the Buckets account, and then she proceeded to block the Buckets account because I was being an ass.
Marlo was very scared of the retribution that was going to face her when she was dealing with me.
Do we like the backwards hat look? It looks weird if I wear like this way. I'm not really a front bird. It doesn't work that way. It works better.
Well, it works. You just don't like the look of it. It doesn't. The hat doesn't just break when it's on your head.
No, I don't like. I don't like how it looks that way.
Yeah, no, Melissa told us.
Yep.
And posted it on Twitter.
No, I didn't post that part really? On Twitter.
Oh, you post the follow-on part of the conversation.
I posted the follow-up because Max forgot I was a girl.
Wait, Max, is this? Oh.
Max was texting me that we're going to get to meet his girlfriend because she's going to come to the Cal game. And then he had said that she had asked if any other girls were going. And he originally said no because he considers me one of the guys. And then he was like, oh, wait, but you're going. So then he's like, yes, there's a girl going. So that's what happened.
Wow.
Yeah, but you basically forgot I was a girl, though, if you classify me as one of the boys. So I thought it was funny. So no conversation is safe. If I think it's funny, it goes on Twitter.
Yes, oh, I found that out the hard way. Our Buckets group chat makes it out there way too frequently.
Colito.
Well, I don't. And that's what she told me. I don't like reshare like personal shit. It's just like funny shit. That
and then she actually for the Colito one, she asked for permission.
So I'm not gonna see like. Oh.
I asked him if I could post that because it was Coach Cullup thought it was really funny.
She laughed at it. So
for context, Vish had trained his phone to say Colito, but with Coach Cullup getting hired, it tried to keep auto correcting to Colito from Cullup, so he had to like retrain it. And so it was a conversation that I thought was hilarious. So I screenshotted it, and Coach Cullup thought it was funny.
The pronunciation was so you got to work on. It's Colito, not
Colito. I have no Espanol accent, so sorry.
Colito, Colito, same thing.
Colito, Colito.
I mean, that's kind of how you're pronouncing it.
Are you going to ask any of our players in a Spanish question this year? Or no, we don't have.
No, I can Google some stuff for French if one of the French, if Chauvet shows up. Otherwise, we're English. We're an English-only program now, right? Other than Chauvet, all of a sudden. Yep. All right, Matt, you ready?
Is that it?
Are you ready?
I don't know. No, about to see.
Final thoughts is apparently going to be a little different.
Well, they'll see.
Changing it up. But first, before we do final thoughts, it's great to be back. I know you guys missed us. We just not a lot going on in the offseason right now. We'll keep following Buckets_Canes. We'll let you know when the next show is going to be. We're looking to have one of the women's assistant coaches on right before the beginning of the season. So look forward to that. And we might have some other guests. We'll see what we can do. And thanks everyone in the chat. And let's cue the final segment.
I don't think that works. You can cue the socks up. You get to cue, Matt.
All right, we got a little bit different of final thoughts today. I want to preface this by, Max, do not say anything, because I know you're going to know this. So don't say anything in the chat. All right, I got five names for you guys. You know how my brain works with NBA stuff. Jordan Farmar, Russell Westbrook, Lamar Odom, Brian Cook, Chris Kaman, all played for the Lakers. Can you tell me something else they all have in common? Vish, you get a guess.
Sorry, what was the list again? It was Farmar.
Jordan Farmar, Russell Westbrook, Lamar Odom, Brian Cook, and Chris Kaman.
Something else they all have in common. I have no idea. They all played for the Lakers.
They all play for the Clippers.
There you go, Melissa.
There it is. Supposed to got it. I was thinking back to their. This is a college hoop show. I was like, okay, Lamar Odom went to Rhode Island.
You should have seen the names I had beforehand.
I was doing the meme with the strings, and then Melissa's like,
"Well, honestly, so what happened with that was I knew three of them had played for the Clippers. I didn't know about the other two, but I'm like, let me just guess because
you knew Russ, Lamar, and Chris Kaman, right? Those are like the three.
I knew Odom. I knew Westbrook, and I knew Farmar. played for.
Oh, you knew Farmar. There you go.
I knew Farmar.
Okay, then that's there you go.
You know who also deserves a contract on the Clips? Our boy Jordan Miller. Just throwing that out there. Killed it in summer league.
Different role though. Different role.
Just saying.
But he's. It's a different role to essentially just play defense and shoot when you're open and to be like the ball handler and run the offense through you. So,
yeah, this is what I will say. I was going to talk about this as my final thoughts originally. I think a lot of people read into the summer league a little bit too much, like in terms of like guys scoring over 20 points a game or whatever, you know. I will say the thing that Jordan has for him is like the way he's scoring, right? Like it's highly efficient and whatnot. They're like good looks. He's not like trying to do too much like some of these other guys that are putting up 20, 25 a game. But you have to take everything with a grain of salt with summer league, because some of the guys that were leading the league in summer league scoring are not even in the league anymore, you know?
I'm just rooting for our guy.
Yeah. So, but no, it was impressive what he did though.
That was a double dose of final thoughts. We had some trivia and then we had some thoughts. I liked it. Anything else, Matt?
No, we good.
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.